Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Philip, and Pastor Faith, and Pastor Brian, and Pastor Brad. Thank you. So I have a personal relationship with God, and in order to have a personal relationship, you need to meet that person first at a personal level, not just knowledge. You have to meet that person personally. And today, I just want to share how I met God personally. I was born and grew up in a Christian family. When I was in sixth grade, I went through a major change in my life, which was coming to the United States from South Korea. I was born in South Korea, and I grew up in South Korea until sixth grade. During my teenage, I was a habitual Sunday church goer, not motivated about God, not involved at church, didn't really grow spiritually. When I graduated from high school, I started attending a different congregation. I kept going to this new church, which became my home church in Virginia. Sometime later, I joined a newcomer's Bible study class led by the lead pastor. The class was inspiring and powerful, and my desire for God grew little by little. Sometime after completing the class, I made my own decision, not my parents, my own decision to attend special early morning service that was going on at the church. It was summer of 2009. It was kind of similar to our 21-day awakening service, morning service here at Shalimar, but it started earlier. And the pastor preached a sermon. At that time, I was 19 years old, and nobody pressured me to go, but I went there because I wanted to go there. During the early morning service sermon, I remember the pastor saying something like, "God is pleased when we give thanksgiving prayer. I treasure that in my heart and put into action. I intentionally thought about what I am thankful for and start giving thanks during the prayer time. While I was praying, someone touched my shoulder from behind. I was wondering who was touching me. But instead of looking back, I kept on focusing on my prayer. But then suddenly, I felt something indescribable that I knew it was God. I experienced the great power of Holy Spirit. I started praying in a very loud voice that didn't sound like my normal voice. My voice was very loud, authoritative, and clear, transparent. I had knowledge about God growing up in Christian environment, but this was the defining moment I experienced God personally. In order to develop a personal relationship with God, you need to meet that person first. How can you develop a relationship without meeting that person first at a personal level? It's not a knowledge, it's not about formality, it's not about ritual. It's real personal relationship. Since then, there were times when I slid back, but God was graceful and merciful to put me back to the track. I'm still a work in progress. As of now, here at Shalimar UMC, I'm trying to keep growing as a Christian man through being more involved and having fellowship with others. It's not just about me and God, but it's also about having relationship with others. Going back to my experience I just shared, I want to emphasize the fact that this happened when I was praying first. Second, I was praying very early in the morning. I believe that there is something very powerful about praying early in the morning. We got to wake up early in the morning to experience the power of God. Amen. And I want to end my testimony with this scripture that is very personal. Psalm chapter 139, verse 13 through 16. For you create my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I was literally in my mother's womb when I first went to church, because when my mother was pregnant, I went to church. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret place, when I was woven together in the depth of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Amen. Experiencing God when I was 19 at the early morning service, that was part of God's plan for me. It was ordained. And God has a plan for each of you, very unique and very special for you, every one of you. Amazing plan for you. Praise God. Amen.